From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A man who played a key role in one of this country's bloodiest prison riots died this weekend. Frank Smith was 70 years old. Back in September 1971, he was an inmate at Attica Prison in upstate New York when prisoners angered by conditions there launched an uprising. Frank Smith was serving time for the armed robbery of a dice game. He worked in the laundry at Attica. Several years ago on this program, he described how he first found out the riot had begun.
I was in the laundry that morning, and I heard whistles blowing and smelled gas and seen people running up and down the hallway. And the next thing I knew, the wall came in from to separate the hall from the laundry. Everybody was hollering, open the door, let us in, it's on, something is happening. So I didn't have no iota what was going on at that time.
Even though Frank Smith had no role in instigating the riot, he quickly became a major player in the ensuing standoff. Some 40 guards were taken hostage. Negotiations continued for 4 days, and Smith, a large man, about 300 pounds, known as Big Black, was chosen to protect the outside negotiators. But their talks failed. When state police and National Guard troops stormed the prison, they shot and killed 29 inmates and 10 hostages. In the aftermath, Smith was singled out for brutal reprisals by officers who mistakenly thought he had tortured hostages.
They opened my head up here, and they took me to the hospital and laid me in the hospital corridor and went to play the Russian roulette game with a shotgun, putting it in my eyes, telling me, don't close your eyes, niggas. If you do, we're going to kill you, and you cut the testicles out. And meanwhile, they was beating me in my testicles with a stick. And afterward, I urinate blood for 2 years.
Smith was released from Attica in 1973. He became a paralegal and helped the Attica inmates in a long legal battle with New York State that resulted in a $12 million settlement. Elizabeth Fink was one of the attorneys who worked for decades on that case with Frank Smith.
He was filled with love, even though he had gone through this unbelievable experience where he had been tortured in a horrendous way. And he had a severe case of post-traumatic stress disorder. Right. The fact of the matter was the man was absolutely brilliant. He understood what motivated people. So every client I had fell in love with him. Every jury fell in love with him because he was this giant of a man. And he had the biggest smile. He just exuded love. And all the unbelievable work that all of us did, we would never have been able to do it on the level we did it without him. And he deserves the credit. And, you know, he didn't get the credit because in our country we live in a racist, classist society. And he didn't have education. And we had all these fancy degrees, and some of us clerked for judges. And he had a PhD in life. He was smarter than all of us. And we owe him so much.
The federal judge who figured out how to divide up the settlement from Attica said this about Frank Smith. He called him a real peacemaker in the Christian sense.
Well, that's who he was, you know. And I mean, the other thing that Judge Teleska said about him, he had as much love as the earth has grass. And I think that's true.
How did Frank Smith reconcile, do you think, the crime that landed him in Attica in the first place, which I believe was armed robbery, and the lessons that he learned from Attica and the uprising itself?
Well, he understood that, you know, people are responsible for what they did. And when people got out of prison, he would try and take care of them. And he also did an enormous many years of substance abuse counseling and mental health counseling. And the one dream that he had that he didn't get to realize was to have a youth center. So it's a great loss.
When you talked to Frank Smith over the years, the decades that you knew him and worked with him, did he talk about whether he thought that the uprising ultimately was worth it? Was there something that was gained in the end?
Well, we had a slogan, and he really had a slogan, which is Attica is all of us. And I don't think he would ever say that it wasn't worth it. I don't think he would have ever said that it wasn't a moment in history that he would be ashamed to have participated in. The struggle for justice that went on for so many things, it transformed him. And by transforming him, he then transformed us.
Elizabeth Fink was an attorney for Attica Brothers Legal Defense. Frank Smith also lobbied for compensation for the guards who were taken hostage and the families of those killed. And he spent his life trying to teach the deeper lessons of Attica.
You know, we all got to clean up our acts and look at our attitudes and our behavior as we grow up and start living as people and stop letting race and class and culture separate us.
Former Attica inmate Frank Big Black Smith. He died this Saturday after a long fight with cancer. He was 70 years old.